everyone. Welcome to your Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist, Laura Molitor. You can find out more about me at beingfreenow.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on a number of platforms, so please do if you like what you hear, and feel free to share as well. So who are you? What makes you you? We often talk about what we want to be, but maybe the better question to ask is, who do you want to be? And the answer isn't out there somewhere for you to seek out forever, but it's actually already in you. Because the you that you want to be is the true you that you were made to be. We were made very especially to shine forth God's qualities. We were made in His image, but because He's infinite, His nature is infinite, and so the way in which He expresses these wonderful qualities is varied, it's diverse. We each are blessed to express His nature in our own very unique and necessary way. And that's kind of the point. It's necessary. Who we are, who we were made to be, is what most fits the whole universal harmony of being. When we settle into ourselves, when we accept who we truly are, we harmonize with everything that's around us. We're in the flow, so to speak, because we aren't attempting to go against the grand design of God, the one that is established out of perfect wisdom and pure love for one and all. So, who are you? Well, you're so many aspects of God shining forth in the world. We can recognize that we are at once both innocent and wise, peaceful and energetic, trusting and trustworthy. We're givers and receivers, comforters and leaders. We express God's intelligence, His clarity, His kindness. We all have different ways of radiating God's character, but none of us is missing any particular piece. We're the whole package. We can accept that. When you do that, you're well on your way to feeling more aligned with life, more full of joy, and more ready to share because you know you are well equipped to do so. You were made that way. Now let's hone in a little. Let's get a little more specific, as I think it can enlighten your path going forward. I'm coming to realize that there are certain aspects, certain qualities of me and of everyone that are kind of the core of themselves. It's sort of their theme song. If you get right down to what that individual most feels, is, loves, enjoys, what drives them, what makes them who they are, the particular attribute may also be the very thing that underlies their joy and contentment on their journey, so-called. So to discover that, to kind of put your finger on what my middle name is wonderfully insightful. To recognize that who we are doesn't need to be like anyone else or what anyone else thinks we are. That's the other thing. It doesn't need to be accepted by anyone else, fit into some prescribed design for life, or require from us some self-justification and argument. As we see that who we are at our essence is who God caused us to be, then what justification is necessary? Why would we question the special aspect of His character that He has anointed us with? It's a blessing. You're a blessing. So think about it. When you are happiest, what are you doing, feeling, being? When you aren't happy or settled, peaceful, what's missing? Now think in terms of the way you feel or what gets you fired up or whatever. This isn't about what your circumstances are or about other people. It's about who you are, not what you want to have or what you want to be seen as being or having, but who you are when you just sit with yourself and with God, with your own thoughts, and come to look at yourself honestly. And do it. Take time to do that. There will probably be many things, but maybe one thing or a couple of things will stand out. For example, you may realize that you are always wanting to learn. It's just kind of that sense of being curious about things and wanting to explore new concepts all the time. That's at the heart of you. Or maybe you find you're most yourself when you're caring for other people. That to give to you just feels like a gift back. Or maybe you find that when you're by yourself, you're painting, you're writing, or you're working out a math problem, you feel that you lose time there and you feel like you're comfortable in your being. It has something to do with a project you may be working on, but it also has to do with a quality of you. Quiet creative, philosophical thinker, someone who loves a challenge or feels best when they're working toward a goal. Perhaps you find that the theme of your life is that you're always seeking, looking for answers or new ideas. You like new things. You might misname that as restlessness or an inability to settle. But is that what it is? Maybe seeking is your asset. Maybe it's what makes you creative and wise. A wandering wanderer may not be a job description, but it's still a valid life description, an individual definition of an idea that God made, and therefore one that has purpose. That's just one example. So this might take a little exploration, but when you find these qualities about yourself, maybe even ones you've apologized for or even tried to explain yourself out of, to others or to yourself, or maybe distance yourself from these or change them. Claim those qualities, that special, unique quality of you that's so beautiful and so special and so unique. Claim that anew, and then here's the important next step. Give yourself permission to be that. In other words, be you boldly. And this is the you that God made. So with beautiful qualities, these are not things that are going to harm anybody. Be yourself boldly. Own that. Love it. And let that special you-ness weigh into the choices that might come your way, decisions you make about your life. And remember that once you've settled in to who you are, you've also settled into God's big plan. You've aligned yourself with the rightness of God that just naturally unfolds the way to be that you that you are, and to express it in life. So that even as what you may think is a misfit, completely fits because it's needed or God wouldn't have made it. His plan to utilize the gift that is you is not limited at all. Know who you are. Accept it lovingly in this moment, and then let God guide you moment by moment in letting that specific light shine in a way that in this moment and going forward that makes a difference in your world. And, feels like just a big sigh of relief and a grateful amen for you as well. Find yourself in finding God's view of you and accepting it and then living it. Well, that's it for this week. Let me know if you need any guidance on this discovery. I'd love to help you out or answer any questions. You can reach me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. I would really love to hear from you. And you can go to my website for more details as well. Again, that's beingfreenow.com. Have a great week.